At least we come through, and the madness is still maddening because it's still just the end of March. And now spring has sprung, and this damn pollen is everywhere. Jesus, my sinuses is tore
Sound like a weathercaster.
up. I'm just giving them the greeting that's greeting me.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, it's Michael with.
Tatiana.
It's Michael. How you feeling today?
Oh, I'm great.
I'm glad to hear that. Well, hey, y'all want to feel good too? You can always come by www.watch4, the number 40hook.com. Check out our latest apparel. Or even better, you can tell somebody about the best small business podcast on the planet. Tell them about this
I
podcast.
like that.
We really appreciate y'all doing it. So we're going to roll right on into it. So today we're going to talk about the legacy I leave will be greater than me. I know y'all gonna say, "Damn, that sounds kind of familiar." Yeah, it's the mantra behind our latest product,
Right.
but it's also the mantra we've been living for like the last 6 years.
Yes. It's been a long 6 years.
It seems like it gets longer by the day, don't
And the email and the text message and the phone call and smoke
the
signals and the
and the
airplanes with
we ain't
the
done yet, and
banners. Are we there yet?
yeah. All the things. But me and Ms. Parker are talking about all the problems we asked for
Yeah.
because, we decided to become business owners.
Trying to make sure that the legacy we leave will be greater than us.
Exactly. You know.
Question mark on the end, right? Gotta raise
Hey.
the influx on the end.
And the sad thing is, all this shit just gonna be dealt with by Dash.
Well, yeah, you're right. You
Yeah.
kill me talking about you.
The Dash. That's it. Everything happens.
The dash. It's
Everything gets put on the
yeah,
Dash.
everything's in the dash.
Yep.
The dash is in the middle.
Yep. And so, when we talk about being business owners, when we talk about how sometimes you feel like you have to be crazy to get into business, it's because you're striving for something that I don't think that most people are born with, or most people I think they're born to do. Most
Yeah.
people, you come on this earth, you have a life, and then you kind of just look at things and how things work. Also, we want to have impact. And for me and Ms. Parker, we are products of people that left the impact.
Yeah.
And we want to do the same for our children, our grandchildren, maybe here, our great-grandchildren. Because, I think most of the time the average is that two generations down talk about you.
Yeah.
So 2 to 3 at the max. So, and we live in this time that we are living in. People are talked about that were 12 generations ago. Some are even before BC. Those are legacies. And not ever good or bad. Because listen, there's some bad legacies
Yeah,
out there too. Now, let's just
there really
get
are.
clean. But we ain't trying to leave no, what I call this, it's better to be famous than infamous.
Right, you say that all the time.
Yeah, because who wants to live in infamy? That's just terrible. And so when we think about, the stuff we want to do for our daughters, we want to give them a head start on certain things. And rightfully, we think they deserve that.
Yeah, that's definitely the plan. And I actually think that even from, our own lineage, I think there probably was a similar plan too, leave them something. Leave them some breadcrumbs.
Yeah, leave them some I didn't have,
Yeah.
and
At least make it where they don't have to start from scratch, where you have a clue.
I think that's, I think we've discussed, we have it better than our parents.
Yeah.
Our parents had it better than their parents.
Absolutely.
Then their parents had it better than their
Yeah.
parents. So we've got to keep that tradition going. We've got to make it better for them. And one of the ways that we now have access to things to making it better for them is leaving them real estate or a business, or hell, even if you can't leave them that those type of things, leave them the fortitude to want to strive for better. And I
Yeah.
think a lot of things the issue is right now, most folks just living
Yeah.
or surviving. Now that surviving thing is tough. Now, I ain't gonna let you in the pocket, so I ain't gonna count your coin. No, I can't tell you what you do with your money.
Right.
I saw this video the other day, and this woman was talking about, "So when you gonna get me a bag?" And the guy was like,
okay.
I just got you a house. Like, the fuck I care about a bag for? But she was like, I want this $30,000 bag. He was like, I don't give a damn about that bag. That bag,
$30,000 bag.
He like, this house worth 2.5.
Oh, that's nice.
So, you know, it's things like that. It's that type of mindset, you know, that we're talking about when you're trying to leave a legacy greater than you. This ain't no simple Simon shit. And then you don't want it to be destroyed or disintegrated with just a snap. Like, oh, you worked your whole life and then somebody come in and just, it's gone just like that. You don't want that to happen. So you want to make sure it's built on a strong foundation. And also, you want the people that you're leaving the stuff to appreciate it.
To hopefully not squander it.
Yes. Boy, don't throw it away.
Yeah.
Don't let all the wolves into the damn den. You know, don't let all the hens in the hen house, you know. And we're looking at those type of things. Because we, like I said, we are not people who just woke up and were business owners. We started, did our research, and got into business. The real estate part was a different part. It was just something that we talked about. We was like, well, if they finna offer this type of money for it, it's got to be something in.
Yeah, it may actually be worth keeping.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And when you find something worth keeping, you better keep it.
I would suggest you keep it.
Yep. Because even, I heard somebody say, people throw around the term generational wealth.
Child, you know, I'm so tired of hearing it.
Like it's a peppermint.
Yeah, I'm so tired of hearing it.
But I heard a guy say, see, some of y'all had generational wealth. Y'all sold me, Ma, and them house. Well, y'all got rid of the duplex that Aunt left you.
Yeah.
Because you moved on to something else.
Right, right. You didn't want to deal with that no more.
That part. You didn't want to deal with it.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with that.
When you could just put it up on the property manager.
Yeah, and go on about your business.
Go on about your business and still get residual income.
Mm-hmm.
And not, as they say, be fucking bothered.
Yeah. Because remember, you can utilize that as leverage for something else.
Boy, you said that word, leverage. Yeah,
it's leverage for something else.
See, and that's what a lot of people don't understand when it comes to being able to build things. You need something to prop yourself up.
Sure do. What you bringing to the table?
Which is the leverage.
Mm-hmm. What you bringing to the table?
But then a lot of people say, I am the table.
No.
The bank going to say, the fuck that mean?
Bank is going to say, no.
I am the table.
No.
Bank gonna look and say, well, this is a folded table. It's no good. Take it back.
This one was at a picnic table.
Boy, this the table got blue.
Boolean table.
This the table that got blew over by that wind last week.
No. This is not the poker table.
And when you think about it, and we do a lot of research and we do a lot of just reading and understanding. Even in today's market right now, even in the house that we're in, which is an asset. Which is leverage.
Yeah, it is. It's leverage.
It's worth more now than when we bought it
right.
6 years ago.
Eight years ago.
Something like that. My bad. Yes, eight now.
Yeah, something like that.
And you know, people don't understand. That's a good thing.
Right.
Because now we can leverage
the
house.
Right.
And as old folks say, the house and the farm. When you're trying to do something bigger than you.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
You bring something to the table.
What'd you bring? I bought this.
I bought this asset right here.
Where we go?
What can we do?
Then they start looking at you a little different.
They do. They talk to you a little different. They actually talk to you a little bit more. Okay. They ask you one or two more questions.
Okay, let's go.
Right, right. The one or two more questions isn't necessarily to count you out, but the one or two more questions is to decrease the likelihood of risk to them.
They're basically trying to say, are you good enough to do this and not be a fool and mess this up for us?
Yeah. Or are we going to have to clean up your mess because you really, you know, you really ain't focused.
Yeah. And we've talked about things like that. We've talked about fixing your credit scores. That's part of being something bigger than you because a lot of people, like me, started it off. Damn bag of M&Ms. Boy, had me going down the wrong road.
Yeah,
at the age of 18.
Had to divert you off that path real quick.
Yep, just for a fucking bag of M&Ms. And damn, that sold myself off. But that's just not understanding.
Yeah, financial literacy.
You know, they don't teach them. You know, we're teaching our daughters that even though they spend the shit out of our money, I'm hoping they at least appreciate the fact that we got some. Because, boy, these crumb snatchers be in my pockets. I mean, my pocket
regularly.
Pocket be flat, boy. And I ain't going to tell you about the wife sitting next to me. She pretty expensive, too.
We talking about the legacy I leave will be greater than me.
I know. And it starts with you. I couldn't have it if I didn't have you.
My spending habits aren't bad.
Ain't bad. Mm. No, you're pretty decent.
Oh, yeah. Yours are probably worse.
I think I spend the least amount of money in this house.
Shabba.
But yeah. But when we're sitting up here, and it's a lighthearted thing when we talk about it, but this is one of the things that builds communities, is that you have to strive for something better. And if you're not looking for something better, being stagnant only does what? It just keeps you level.
Yep.
It doesn't increase anything. So if I'm the same way I was in 2017.
That's a problem.
In 2025. Yeah, she just said it. That's a problem.
That's a problem. You should have grown.
Yes.
You should have evolved.
Yes.
Your perception should probably be a little different.
Should have gotten a little smaller.
Yeah, I hope so. A little bit more wiser.
Hey. You got a little older.
A little more focused.
Hey, effort.
Yeah.
Focus. That shit changes. You need you to focus.
Yeah.
Because in those type of ideologies, and when you're thinking about what is the next step for me, you, or them, that, they, those, the next step should be an increase.
Mm-hmm. It should.
It should be something greater than where you are right now.
It should.
Lots of times, people don't want to make lateral moves, especially even professionally.
No, that's not worth my time. Unless you have to make a lateral move to then be able to continue growing.
Which means you've done your research.
Yeah.
And you figured out a path. Yeah,
exactly. But making a lateral move, jumping from one hot frying pan to the next, nah. You might as well stay in the frying pan, you know.
Exactly. At least you know the temperature.
Right. I know it bubbles a certain way on a certain day, right? Exactly. Right? But yeah. No, yeah.
Yeah. And as, like I say, as we talk about these things, you just want people to sometimes just look into yourself and just, I'm going to give you the old school Michael Jackson. Go look at that person in the mirror and say, where do I want to be next? I ain't gonna say put a time limit on it. Because sometimes people always ask you that easy proverbial question. Wait, see yourself in 5 years.
I don't like those questions.
And they're open-ended, but then you get the rhetorical answer. Well, I hope to be doing this and that, you know.
I hope to have done this and gone here. I'm like, oh my God.
Exactly.
When in actuality, sometimes you wanna say, I hope to still have a job. I hope to have more money. Like if you were to really answer it in the most authentic fashion.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here in 5 years.
Exactly.
I don't want to be doing the same position in 5 years. I don't want to be making the same amount of money in 5 years. You can't tell them that though.
Nah, because they're going to be looking at you like, oh, you finna leave?
Yes.
I'm like, yep.
Oh, you just using me? Am. Am.
Yes. That part.
Yeah.
I use you like you use me to get the work done.
Exactly.
And so, like I say, we just want people to just, you know, think about that, man. Just put something in your head, you know, man. Strive for greater. Think about something bigger and then for yourself. And they're like, see, you got to think about that for them, too. And then, when you take the big leap, you're going to be thinking about folks that ain't even on this planet yet. Be like, oh, I want my grandkids be talking about me.
Right.
I want my great-grandkids be like, man, great-grandmama Tatiana and great-grandma Mike. Boy, they were some motherfuckers.
Grandpa
boy.
Mike.
Great-grandpa Mike. They'd be like, man, they were some motherfuckers. Boy, they was out here doing it. They was putting down, but they was standing on business. They was standing on that business. Boy, they back then, they was standing on their business. Literally, standing on business. So, you know. Like I say, just food for thought, man. Like I say, we appreciate y'all for tuning in with us this week. You know, like I say, you can always come by. Tell somebody about this podcast if you can. That's our main thing. Mm-hmm. Spark, you got anything for them?
No, but I just really would like to say when you say you want to still be talked about within the next, what, generation or two, right?
Yeah.
You basically just trying to set yourself up to be such an impact or to have such an impact that you are just a true focal point, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you just got to align yourself with the stars if that's what you want.
All righty. Catch y'all next time.